It is 3 p.m. and Elizabeth is carrying flowers for Marcus Carmichael, the dead man. That drowned body, suddenly alive as you like and living at 14 Ruskin Court. The man she saw lowered into a grave in a Hampshire churchyard, now unpacking boxes and struggling with his new Wi-Fi. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a paragraph from the fourth chapter of Richard Osman's mystery, The Man Who Died Twice. This is another in the fun Thursday Murder Club mystery series. 70 and 80-year-olds Elizabeth, Joyce, Ibrahim, and Ron get involved in not only murder investigations, but also a diamond heist. Elizabeth's first husband, who also worked for MI5, has sent her a letter claiming to be the dead Marcus in order to ask for her protection. Several nefarious individuals are after him because he has absconded with diamonds while on his last case for MI5. Shortly after moving him and his young agent protector to a safe house, they are both found dead and the diamonds are missing. Elizabeth's ex-husband left clues for her, but it takes some time to figure them all out. And early on in the story, Ibrahim is brutally mugged and his friends vow to bring the culprit to justice. There's also a drug dealer that the local police need help catching in the act. So there's a lot of action in order to get all the threads resolved by the end of the book. These are such fun characters, and as fun as this title is to read, it's even better experienced as an audiobook. If you're looking for a fun mystery to read or listen to, then you must check out The Man Who Died Twice by Richard Osman. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.